Okay, one Nun Tesamid Beis 118, 9 lines into the wide lines in by the second half of the page. Okay, in the Schattenstein, it's 59b4. Okay, the Mishnah said like this, Mekudesh is the Sheni. What was the case of the Mishnah? If a man says to a woman, become Mekudesh to me after 30 days. And then a guy comes after 20 days, another man, and does Kedushin with her. So the Mishnah says she's Mekudesh to the second guy. Why? Because the first guy's Kedushin is not effective until after 30 days. So she's nothing until after 30 days. This guy came after 20 days, and she agreed. So she's married to the second guy, not to the first guy. Okay, that's seemingly what it means. So Amar Rav says like this, Mekudeshes l'sheni l'olam. She's only Mekudeshes for the second guy for good. That means the first guy is completely out of the picture. The second guy that did the Kedushin after 20 days, she's married to him forever. Shmuel Amar Shmuel argues and he says, no. Mekudesh is the Sheini Adlamit. She's only Mekudesh is to the second guy until 30 days. After the 30th day, Paka Kedusha Sheini, the first Kedushin, the second Kedushin leaves, the Garment of Kedusha Rishin, and the first Kedushin becomes effective. Okay, this is a little strange case, but the way the Gemara is going to change it, it's going to be okay. But now the Gemara says, Rav says, listen, the first guy's Kedushin is only effective after 30 days. Second Kedushin is effective after 20 days. The second guy gets it forever. Shmuel says, no. The second guy is only married to her for 10 days. After 10 days, his Kedushin is out the window, and the first guy's Kedushin now takes effect. So, well, huh? No, 1 minute. So the Gemara asks, Yosef Rav Chista v'kokashalis, Rav Chista said, I'll say a question, 1 minute. Kedusha Sheni be my pocket. Well, how does the second Kedushin leave all of a sudden? She's married to the guy who was 10 days later, she's not married. I mean, with what does it leave? Amalei Rav Yeshua said to Rav Chista, Ma'ar Areisha Mastel, you say it, that this argument between Rav and Shmuel is on the first case of the Mishnah. And kokashale, and you have a question. Rav Yehuda Sefer Masen Lo Leikashali. Rav Yehuda learns this case and the second half of the Mishnah, and he doesn't have a question. Meaning like this, we need to get the case straight because then the Gemara is very simple. The first case of the Mishnah was a guy comes over to a woman and says, "Become a Kodeshus to me after 30 days." Then the second guy comes, and after 10 days or whatever. And he said, become a Kodeshus to me. So then is the second guy gets her, not the first guy. Because the first guy, it's not until 30 days. Until then, she's not married, nothing. That was case number one. And Taka the Gemara says, that's clear. Where is the argument between Rav and Shmuel in the second case of the Mishnah? The second case of the Mishnah is, a guy comes over to a woman and says, become a Kodesh. Why he said it, we don't know. But this is what he said. Become a Kodesh to me from now after 30 days. This is what he says. From now after 30 days. So the Mishnah said, then she's Mekudesh to the first one. Okay. Huh? No, 1 second. Huh?
How could that be valid if it either is yes or no? It's like, now,
but 1 second, we're going to see. The Gemara is going to explain what the... So now, the Gemara says like this. The Mishnah said... In that case, the Mishnah said... The Mishnah said like this. Mekudeshes ve'ena mekudeshes. She is and she isn't. So now the Gemara is going to explain what does that mean. To whom is she Mekudeshes? None of the above, both of the above, one of the above. What's the case? So Rav Amar Rav says, what does it mean Mekudeshes ve'ena Mekudeshes la'olam? She is not, she's married and not married forever. Which means, very simply put, she cannot marry either of them until one of them gives a get. Let's see, Reuven and Shimon does this shtick, right? So the Mishnah says, the guy says, from now until after 30 days. After, that's what Reuven said to her. Shimon said, came after 20 days and did Kedushin with her. Okay? So the Mishnah says, she is and she isn't. We don't know what that means. So Rav says, she is not Mekudeshes to either of them forever. Because it's a doubt. Therefore, she cannot marry Reuven unless if Shimon gives a get. She cannot marry Shimon unless if Reuven gives a get. And if she wants to marry a third guy, both of them have to give a get.
This is after 30 days, not before 30 days.
Forever, the Gemara says. Forever, she's not married. Shmuel Amar, no. Shmuel says, Mekudeshes ve'ena Mekudeshes. How long? Only until 30 days. La'acha shleishim yem, la'acha lamed, after 30 days, pake kedusha sheni, the second kedushin becomes non-existent, and therefore she's married to the first guy.
You get divorced or not?
No. Not valid. According to Shmuel, it's only a question up to the 30th day. After 30 days, she's only married to the first guy. And who was going to explain what's the argument? Without a get. We'll soon see. The Gemara says like this. Now, when a guy says something, we need to understand what he meant. Not only what he meant, what normal people mean when they say it. Okay? When you have an expression, the Gemara has to figure out what does that expression mean. Now, a guy makes a very weird, strange statement. He says, become a Kodeshes to me from now after 30 days. So the question is, does he mean now? Does he mean after 30 days? What does he mean? So Rav says like this, we don't know if he meant a condition or he changed his mind. When a guy says, now after 30 days, there's two ways of looking at it. One way of looking at it is the guy changed his mind. He said now. And then he changed his mind, so he said after 30 days. That's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is the guy made a condition. The Kedushin is effective now, and the condition 30 days go by. Okay? Now, there's two ways of analyzing this. We're going to see Rabbi Yechon comes along in the Gemara and says a third way. But now, meanwhile, what we're going to learn today, Rav and Shmuel's opinion, Rav says like this, we don't know what he meant. Did he mean a condition, or did he change his mind? And by the way, interestingly, if you ask the guy what he meant, it doesn't matter anymore. We don't believe in what he says he meant. The question is, what does this terminology mean? When somebody says such a statement, does he mean, like Rav says, we don't know what he means? It could mean a condition. Now, if it's a condition, let's think for a second. If it's a condition, that means it's a condition that the 30 days goes by. Once the 30 days goes by, retroactively, the condition was met, because 30 days went by. Right? So then retroactively, she's married a month ago. Therefore, if she's married a month ago, when the second guy comes and does Kedushin, it's not valid. It's only valid until 30 days. Why? What happens if the guy dies before 30 days? So the condition was never met. That means she was never married to the first guy. So then she's married to the second guy. Correct?
Is that true?
Huh? Okay. So this is the argument to Rav and Shmuel. Rav says the guy is not married to either of them forever. It's a doubt. Why? He says, Rav misapkale. Rav is in doubt. Did the guy mean tenoi have it? Did he make a condition? And therefore when 30 days goes by, the condition is met. It's retroactively valid from a month ago. That means the first guy married her, the second guy is worthless. Or Chazara have, or maybe he changed his mind. Maybe when he meant now after 30 days, he means, no, after 30 days. So then when the second guy comes after 20 days, She's not married. So then the second guy gets her. So that's what Rav says, we don't know. If we don't know, it's a doubt forever. Which were married at first or second. Well, Shmuel, pshitalei, by Shmuel it's self understood that snoy have it's a condition. You know, Shmuel says, the guy did not change his mind. He didn't change his mind. He meant the condition. He said, now, the condition should be effective, when 30 days goes by. So when 30 days goes by, it goes back to 30 days ago, the Kedushin is valid. So then the first Kedushin is valid, and the second guy's Kedushin is invalid, because he can't do Kedushin to a married woman. That's the argument between Rav and Shmuel. But the Gemara connects it to a different argument. And he says, they're arguing the same argument as different Tanoim. What's the case? The Tanya says in the Braita like this. A guy gives a get to his wife, Mehayim ul'acher misa. Today, after I die. He gives her a get, and he says, the get is today, after I die.
He's going to die that day.
No, we don't know.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
So he's not get.
She doesn't need a get.
Why
did he get? It's a big difference. 1 second. I'll explain in a second. Get. The ain't a get. It is and it isn't a get. Meaning we don't know if it's a kosher get or not. Divrei Chachamim. That's what the Chachamim hold. Rabbi Eimer, kizeh get. Rabbi says it is a get. Now, what happened is the guy died. Eventually. So, again, the Chachamim say we don't know what he meant. After you die, you can't give a get. Dead people can't divorce. Okay? So now, if the guy changed his mind, and he said, I'm giving you a get today, after I die. Now, if he changed his mind, it's not a get. Because dead people can't give a get. But maybe it was a condition. That the get is effective today, if I die. If I die, then it'll be a get. Right? So the Chachamim don't know what he meant. Exactly like Rav. Did he change his mind? Or did he make a condition? Because we don't know. So it is a get and it's not a get. Meaning we don't know. What a big, 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 big difference. 1 second. Shmuel says, no, the guy changed. He made a condition. He never changed his mind. He made a condition. Which means it's a get. If I die, so when he dies, the get is retroactively effective from today. Today he's alive, a living person could give a get. What difference does it make? It makes a big difference. Number one, could this woman marry a Kohen or not?
No. If he died
in this period, no, he cannot do that. Because the...
So in this case, according to both opinions, she cannot marry a Kohen, because Shmuel says for sure it's a get, and Rav says we don't know if it's a get. Right? So she can't marry a Kohen. Where do you have another problem? Does this woman have to do Yibum or Chalitza?
No.
Now, if she's divorced, right, then she doesn't need Yibum or Chalitza. If we don't know if it's a get, and they don't have any children, right? Does the brother, and obviously Yibum, he cannot marry her, because maybe it is a get. And if it's a get, you can't marry your sister-in-law. Right? So he needs to do Chalitza, because maybe it's not a get, right? And then she would need Yibum or Chalitza, so we'd have to do Chalitza. Why did people do this, by the way? Why did people do this? In the old times, it was common practice to do this. Then I'll tell you why. People had... It wasn't communication like today. Okay? Number one, people had many wives in those days. Yeah? People that traveled a lot had wives in each city. Today they have mistresses in each city. But in those days, they had wives in the cities. If this guy doesn't have kids, okay, and he's dying, right? So then his wife is not going to be able to be get married unless there's Yibum or Chalitza. Right? Now, I'll tell you why this is even practical, not today, but it was 50 years ago. A guy lived in America, okay, was married and didn't have kids. And he had a brother in Russia when the Russians didn't let Jews out. Okay? A guy had a brother in Russia. Okay, now, if he's going to die without kids, his wife cannot remarry anybody until the brother does Yibum or Chalitza. But he's stuck in Russia. He's not going to come out. Right? So that means this young woman, maybe, can never remarry. She's a widow, but she can never remarry because she has to do Yibum or Chalitza. So what did they do? What did they do in those days?
50 years ago.
Yeah, it was 60, 70, whatever it was. They would go to Beis Din, this couple, if he was sick, they would go to Beis Din. Beis Din would write a get. But they wouldn't do it that. They would make it clear that the get becomes effective 1 minute before I die. So he gives her the get, instead. But he says, he doesn't want to divorce his wife, he loves her, right? He says that here's the get, but the get is becoming effective 1 minute before I die. So then it's no problem, because when is the get effective? 1 minute before he dies, he's still alive. A living person can give a get. Here, the guy didn't say 1 minute before I die. The whole problem of our Gemara, he says, Mehayoyim ula achar misa. Right? Now, dead people can't give a get.
They don't even need to give a get.
Huh? No, but
for this purpose,
you would need want to give a get.
Well, nowadays they do chalitza all the time, right?
Nowadays they do chalitza all the time.
It doesn't hurt to throw in an extra chalitza in case.
But what happens? The guy's in Russia and he can't get out and he can't do chalitza.
Can't do chalitza.
So they do that still today.
Well, so they'll still do this.
In David HaMelech's time, the Gemara says they divorced their wives before they went to battle. In case they didn't come back.
Was it unconditional?
No. The Mefarshim of the Rishonim discussed was it conditional or not. It's a machlekes.
What if the guy was a kohen?
I think it was a machlekes. I shouldn't taste anymore. What?
If the soldier was a
kohen, he had a problem.
For sure, it's a condition.
Nowadays, if someone goes off to war,
they
get divorced, do they?
No. Because today is much better communication. Okay, anyway. So, the Gemara is connecting these two arguments of our Mishnah, of Rav and Shmuel, explaining our Mishnah. When the guy says, Mukdeshes me'achshav la'achash le'shimim, did he change his mind, or is he making a condition? Okay? So basically, the Gemara says, Rav holds like the Chachamim, and Shmuel holds like Rebbe. Right? So the Gemara asks, so if that's the case, name Rav Alocha Krabbanan, the name of the Shmuel should say Alocha Karebi. So why do they have to make up their own case? Let Rav say the Alocha is like the Chachamim, and let Shmuel say the Alocha is like Rebbe, because that's what they're holding anyway. Gemara says, Tzrich, I need it, because these two cases are really a little bit different. I couldn't learn out one case from the next. The case of Get to the case of Kedushin. Why not? Sounds like this. The Elo Amar Rav Alocha Krabbanon, if Rav said by a get, the Alocha is a Krabbanon, I would think only over there is it a doubt that a Chuka Ka'asa, because by divorcing her, he's throwing his wife out. He's distancing her from him. And maybe over there, Rav would say he's changing his mind. Maybe he's changing his mind. But by Kedushin, he wants to marry her, he wants to bring her closer. Why should he change his mind? In other words, like this, by a get, maybe the guy who's giving get says, you know what, let me stay married to you a little bit longer. So maybe he's changing his mind. From now, this should be later. Kedushin, guy wants to marry her. Why is he delaying the Kedushin? So maybe over here, the guy, we wouldn't say the guy changed his mind. So Rav says, no, even by Kedushin he changed his mind. Maybe. Aval ha'cha de l'kruva kaze b'vekedushin, where he's bringing her closer. Eima meidele l'shmul, maybe he would agree to Shmuel that it's only a condition, not changing of the mind. And the same thing, the reverse. If Shmuel by Getz says Alocha say Karabi, Hava Amin, I would think, you know why over there by Getz it's different than Get Lachar Misa. Everybody knows you can't give a Get after you die. Right? So for sure it's no good. But here you could give Kedushin after 30 days, so maybe he is changing his mind. So we need both cases. Tzricha. Basically, the Gemara says like this. You can't compare the two cases of get. Both in a similar case, is he making a condition or is he changing his mind? So Gemara says each case is different though. You can't learn out get from Kedushin. Get, number one, you're throwing her out. By Kedushin, you're bringing her close. By get, everybody knows he can't give a get after you die. But here we're talking Kedushin after 30 days. You can make Kedushin after 30 days, so maybe the two cases are not exact. Now goes in a doozer case, as the Gemara's typical style and condition. The Gemara says like this, what happens if three people do this shtick with the woman? One guy says to her, from now until after 30 days. Another guy comes and says, from now after 20 days. And a third guy comes from now after 10 days.
Again, one more time, Rabbi. Three, five guys.
One guy says, from now after 20 days.
What
30 days. He says, Hadiyat now after 30 days. This is what he says, now after 30 days. An hour later, another guy comes to her and says, now after 20 days. And a third guy comes and says, now after 10 days.
Lucky girl. She has to accept now or 10.
She's accepting from all of them. Yeah.
How did you do that?
That she's crazy, we know.
Men says no every time.
See, the problem, if a man did that to the woman, he could have three wives and not a problem. But here, the wife can only have one husband. Who's the real husband? No, but if you think Abai is coming along with the din like this, so I'm going to explain it outside, then we'll see it inside. Rav says, we don't know, did he change his mind? Or is he making a condition? Okay? So in that case, where there's three guys, first, 30, 20, and 10. If it's changing his mind, you go by the third guy. Because maybe he changed his mind to the third guy, right?
10 days.
If it's a condition, then the first guy, the first one that did the Kedushin, meaning number one, will get it. So he says like this, in the case of three, Rav would only need a get from the first and the third. The second guy is definitely not in the picture. Because, what's Rav saying? We don't know, is it a condition? Or did he change his mind? Either way, it's only on the first and the third.
That's true.
If he changes his mind, then the guy 10 days, he's the last guy. So then he gets it. Right? If it's changing his mind, then the guy that says 30 days. Whichever, it's either the first or the last. So that's what he says. The time of the Rav, according to Rav, if a man comes to a woman and says, Harei am mekudeshesli me'ach shevelachar yeim. Okay? He says to the woman, you are mekudeshes to me now after 30 days. Another guy comes and says, Harei am mekudeshesli me'ach shevelachar esem yeim. You've been married to me now after 20 days. Ubo achar v'amalei am mekudeshesli me'ach shevelachar asar yomim. After 10 days. So in this case, she would need to get divorced from the first and the last, because those are the only two possible kedushins. From the middle guy, she wouldn't need a get. And Rabbi explains why. Any way you look at it, it's good. If it's a condition, right? the Kamari Kedushin, then the first guy's Kedushin is effective.
What's the condition?
That after 30 days goes by. But he does it 10 o'clock in the morning. The other guy did it 11 o'clock in the morning, and the other guy did it at 12. Now, if it's a condition, that means after 30 days, retroactively, the Kedushin is effective 10 o'clock in the morning. Right? But, if you're going to say, he changed his mind, if it's a change of the mind, that means the last guy who did Kedushin after 10 days, that's the final changing of the mind. Right? So then, it might be the first. Or the third guy. The second guy, for sure, is not involved in the picture. Because either way you look at it, his Kedushin is not valid. If you hold it to condition, then the first guy's Kedushin is good. If it's a change of the mind, the last guy's Kedushin is valid. But the middle guy, under any circumstance, is no good.
What do you mean, change of the mind? How does it...
Because first you said 30, now he's down to 10.
The first guy said 30, and the last guy said 10.
Right.
Right.
No.
So then, who's changing their mind? The first guy?
Huh?
The first guy is changing his mind? Are they all changing their mind?
If each guy is changing their mind, that means when he says now, he doesn't mean now. He means after 10 days, 20 days, and 30 days. So which Kedushin comes first?
Oh, the 10 days.
After 10 days comes first. If it's a condition that when 30 days go by, retroactively it goes back, then the first guy's Kedushin is valid. So it's either the first or the third. The second guy, for sure, doesn't need it.
So if none of them do anything after 10 days, automatically, on that case, they're married? Neither one of it backs out?
Not according to Rav. No, according to Rav, in that case, only the middle guy is not married at all. She doesn't need a get from him.
It's all just based on timing when they asked her, right?
Well, the question is...
So, depending on which, whether they change their mind or
correct.
Whatever. But it's still based on time. So
correct.
The second guy just showed up at the wrong time.
Yeah, yeah. He has no he has no involvement over here. That would
he's got no claim.
No claim at all. These are the first or the last. So the Gemara says, Pshit, of course. It's obvious. So Gemara says, no. Mao the Tema, I would think, Ha'lish the Mashva to know Mashma Chazor, it means both. There's a third way of looking at it. Maybe when he said, now after 30 days, now after 20 days, now after 10 days, he meant both. I'm changing my mind, and it's a condition.
It's hard.
So I would think that then he would need a get from all three. So he's saying no. Abaye says no. That's not for sure not. The doubt is it condition or is it changing of the mind? But not definitely not both.
You cannot with both of them.
Can you psychologically have both?
Huh?
Can you like realistically have both?
Yeah, Rabbi Yechon is going to come along and say yeah. Rabbi Yechon, coming up right now in the Gemara, is going to say that even if 100 did Kedushin with her like that, all 100 need a get. According to Abai and Rav, okay, if 100 guys did it to her, okay, one guy did now after 100 days, one guy did now after 99, 98, 98. So according to Abai, he's learning a Rav, the first guy and the last guy, that's it. Rabbi Yechon is going to come along now and say all 100 need a get.
Why?
Tumar is going to explain why. Ola Amar Yechonen, Ola says the name of Rabbi Yechonen, a third opinion. Afilu Mea Toifsimba. Even if 100 men did Kedushin with her, all 100 need a get. Not only did Ula say this in the name of Rabbi Yechonen, but Ravasi also said in the name of Rabbi Yechonen, Afilu Mea Teifsim, but even of 100 people do Kedushin with her, all 100 need a get. Why? Amalei Rav Mishashi, Vedrei Dravami, Ravasi. So Rav Mishashi, the son of Ravasi, said to Ravasi, I'll explain you the reason for Rabbi Yechon. I'll give you the reason for it. He says, Shave nafshei, ki shraga de livne. Each one leaves over like a stack of bricks. The cholchad ravcha lechav neshave, each one leaves a space for the friend. It means like this. When you do construction, okay, you're putting layers of bricks. Okay, you don't put the bricks, pile of this, and then next pile of this, and next pile of this, because they're going to fall down. Okay, so what do? You put a bottom row of bricks, and then the next brick you put in the middle of two bricks. Then the next brick in the middle of two bricks, and so on. Then you make the third row. Okay, so when you make bricks, you always leave a space over for another brick. Okay, so Rabbi Yechonon says, the way the Gemara explained Rabbi Yechonon, when the 100 people do Kedushin Torah, each one is leaving over a little bit of space in her for another guy to do Kedushin.
Simply based on the
really?
Doubt.
That means...
Who thinks like that?
Rabbi Yechonon. If a guy comes over to a woman, okay, and says to her, half of you are Mekudeshes to me. Guy says to a woman, you know, half of you is Mekudesh to me.
Half of you?
Half of you.
Which half?
Doesn't matter.
Left and right.
So, you can go vertically, horizontally, you know. So, she's Kedushin. Okay? But here, Rabbi Yechon is saying, when 100 people do it to this woman, or 50, whatever it is, each one is leaving over a little bit of Kedushin for the other guy, and therefore each man has a Kedushin to this woman, therefore she's stuck with 100 men, and she has need to get from all 100. Or if she wants to marry one of the 100, she has to get 99 gittin from everybody else, and then she can marry, if he's not a Kohen, she can marry the 100th guy. Pretty expensive marriage, but...
Wait a second, but she's already married, so does it matter if she's a Kohen or not? She's already married. Does she need another Kedushin from the one guy who she didn't get a get from?
Why didn't he be married a Kohen? It doesn't need to be Kohen. It can be, because if
there's... Yeah, but Kohen, you get married.
Do you need a new Kedushin for the person
no.
who decided
no.
not to
no.
give a get?
No.
So you need to...
So he can be a Kohen.
See, Taisus says, Taisus over here argues on this concept, and he said that if a woman said before, if half of you is Mekudeshes to me, if a man says to a woman, half of you is Mekudeshes to me, it's no good. Even though he's leaving over for another guy. So over here, each guy is saying, 1/100 of you is Mekudeshes to me, 1/100 of you is Mekudeshes, so why should it be good? So Taisus says, the reason is because he says over there at the end only half the woman is Mekudeshes. Here the whole woman is becoming Mekudeshes to 100 people. Right? Over there when a guy says to a woman, half of you is Mekudeshes to me, the Gemara says it's not valid. Because a half a woman can't have Kedushin. Here the whole woman is having Kedushin. The problem is, it's with 100 men. So then it would be good, Taisus says. I mean, that's what the Gemara is saying. The way Taisus is explaining it. Then the Gemara is saying this would be good.
Good what?
That she needs to get from everybody.
All right.
I mean, it's a wacky case, but, you know.
They don't meet the deadline. How come? Like, 90 days, 91 days.
Well, you're right. You have to wait until after 100 days.
The first one is not to get the when they put the offer.
Because if it's a condition.
First condition. Yeah.
The first guy said from now after 100 days. Yeah. If he meant the condition, yeah, after 100 days, the condition is met. So then it would be Mekudeshes from one right now. The second guy comes 10 minutes later, his Kedushin is not going to be valid. Because a condition is retroactively good. When you make a condition, right, and you're saying not that the Kedusha should take effect in a month, you're saying the Kedusha should take effect month. I'll give you an example. Forget the days. A guy comes over to a woman, and we have this case before in the Gemara. Hareat Mukadashasli, he gives her money, a ring, whatever. He says, Hareat Mukadashasli, on the condition that I dance for you. Okay? Until he dances, there's no condition, because the condition wasn't met. But a week from now, if and when he dances, when is the Kedushin effective? Now. A week ago.
Yeah.
Because that's a condition. Yeah. A condition means the Kedushin is effective now when the condition is met. Right? That's what it means. So if when a guy says, like Rav learns, may achshav from now after 100 days, and Rav says it could be it's a condition, that means he's giving the Kedushin is now. But the condition wasn't met until after 100 days. When the 100 days is met, retroactively the Kedushin is effective today. That means the first guy that did the Kedushin, he's the one that did the Kedushin because he was the first. If Yehudi changes his mind, then it's that's what Abaye said. So according to Abaye, any guy in the middle wouldn't need a get. Okay? But Rabbi Yechanan says, according to the way he is, he says, every guy leaves over a little bit for the next guy. So when a guy says, from now after 100 days, he leaves over a little bit. The next guy leaves over a little bit. He leaves over a little bit. According to that, everybody needs it.
It's like writing a check. When you write the check out, you put it in the register, you're not going to spend that money. When the check finally clears...
You're not supposed to spend the money.
When the check finally clears, you know you wrote the check a long time ago, but it didn't clear until 100 days later.
You know, in Halach, there's a din, the question, but this paskind. I'm putting, you have to give Matanas Lavyanim. Yeah?
Before.
So what happens if you write a check for Matanas Lavyanim... But you don't have money that day in the account to cover it. But you wrote the check, you gave it to the poor man. Okay, and he puts it in the next day. And the next day you covered the check. Obviously, if you bounced the check, you didn't give him anything.
He
cost him money. But if I give you a check today, okay, and you put it in tomorrow, and tomorrow it's covered, I gave you the money today. Instead. Because they gave you the money today.
Yeah. Like somebody gives you a check and you don't deposit it for 30 days.
Right.
So
but when did he pay you?
Then.
Yeah.
The day he gave you the check.
But this is different. You're talking about Kedusha with get. I mean, it's a different story. According to the last appearance, according to the Mishashis, which, by the way, right? I mean, the Farshim say, they both agree with Rav, not like Shmuel, that he for sure made a condition. Everybody, Rabbi Yechon and Rav, both agree that the question over here is we don't know if he made a condition or he changed his mind. Okay? The difference only between Abaye and Rav Misharshi is that according to Rabbi Yechon, the way they explain Rabbi Yechon, is it's not that it's either we don't know which one it is, first or last, is a condition of changing his mind. He says no. Rabbi Yechanan says a different concept. Why is it a doubtful Kedushin on each one? Because when you say statements like that, now after 100, now after 90, now after 80, whatever it is, each guy is leaving over a little bit of Kedushin for somebody else. Like bricks.
Because of his doubt.
No. That's what I'm saying. According to Rabbi Mishashi's explanation of Rabbi Yechanan, it's not the doubt of Rav. Is it because we don't know if it's a condition or changing his mind. It's not that.
It's just the fact that he says it.
The fact that this language means he leaves over Kedushin for everybody, for a little bit for everybody else.
Why would a man want to leave?
Why would a woman... Let her wake up her mind who she wants to marry. I mean, you know, 100 He says, I feel a mayor, Tayyip Simba. Let her figure out who she wants to marry.
When a guy is proposing, he's not assuming there's another 99 guys in line. He's assuming it's just him. So he says 30 days, why should there be a doubt? Why should he even have something like
that? I know a case. There was a woman who's a widow, and there are two men widowers, and both wanted to marry her. And she didn't know, like,
who she
should marry. I remember when the case happened, I remember what it was also. And the Rav said that she should marry the one that doesn't have kids, because then he'll be able to do the mitzvah plural.
You don't want to cut her in half.
No, that's only mothers-in-law.
This is the case if back then it was like you seem to be like you would do
Kedushin and then marriage.
Right. So
yeah, but a lady after Eidus and after Kedushin needs a get anyway.
How would she then be allowed to accept the second person that comes to make
She's it? Accepting Kedushin. She did it. The question is it valid or not? If the first guy's Kedushin is 100% valid, yeah, and then a lady accepts Kedushin from a second man, it's worthless. Right? Here, the whole question of the Gemara is, what did the first guy mean? What did the second guy mean? Did he mean to change his mind? Did he mean a condition? Is it effective retroactively? Did he mean, no, it's later? And Bechlal, you have this concept. Do you go by the first thing the guy says or by the last thing the guy says? And this is an argument also between Rav and Shmuel in Bava Basra, I'm pretty sure, in Bava Metzia, Bava Basra. Bava Metzia. It's an argument between Rav and Shmuel, Bava Metzia. A guy says to a guy, a landlord and tenant, not get, not chasna, push it, landlord, tenant thing. Okay? Now, in Yiddishkeit, you have 12 months a year, yeah. And then you have a leap year. Yeah. Okay? So a guy says to somebody, I'm renting you my house, $1 a month, $12 a year. Or he says, $12 a year, $1 a month.
Need a math professor.
Yeah? Now, then there's a leap year. Now, if it's a leap year and I tell you $12 for the year, it's $12. That's it. I mean, just because it's a month. I'm telling you $12 for a year. If a guy says, I'm renting you the apartment $1 a month, and then there's a leap year, so obviously you have to pay $13. Here, the guy did both. He said, $1 a month, $12 a year. Or he says, $12 a year, $1 a month. Do you go by what the first thing he said? Or by the second thing you said. It's an argument in the Gemara. Teifas Loshen Rishon or Teifas Loshen Achron. Which one do you go by? Do you go by the first thing you said? Or by the second thing you said? And that could be a very practical difference. Does he have to pay rent for the extra month? You see, in secular law you don't have that because there's no extra month in secular law. But in Torah law you have this issue. And the guy said both. So which one did he mean? Did he mean first or did he mean last? Some people say in the Gemara he means the first thing he said, some people say the last thing he said.
Secular, you could pay by day, and then we have 1 year, some years we have more days, or less days.
February. Okay, I mean that's... No, but there's a whole month. I mean, it could be thousands of dollars.
So what's the...
I think that Loch is go by the last thing he said, I think.
So if you're davening, you say,
no, here it's not a correction. The guy is he explaining what he meant, or is he changing his mind what he meant? It's also the same question. Is he explaining what he said, or is he changing his mind what he said? Because if a guy says $12 a year and then he says $1 a month, it could be realized, 1 minute, there might be a leap year. Yeah? Then you have calendars like we have today, everybody knows beforehand. So maybe he said 1 minute, maybe I'm going to lose a month, I'm going to say $1 a year.
$12 a year.
No, but then he says $1 a month.
Right.
So then it makes sense to say he changed his mind because he realized, 1 minute, there might be a leap year and I'm going to lose a month. So But again, it depends which way you look at it. And by Kedushin and by Get, there's the whole discussion of the Gemara. What does he mean by it?
If the second one, they pay more for Kedushin, is not affected?
No. If she accepts. If a woman accepted Kedushin $1.
So next.
And she accepted. And the guy comes and gets, no, I'll give you $1,000,000.
Yeah.
She can't accept it. She can't nullify the first. No annulment in this religion.
It's condition. It's condition.
Yeah, if there was a condition of that.
But no condition, no. Okay.